We're back at Hanner Fieldhouse on the campus of Georgia Southern as your Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College wraps up a big win for your Eagles this afternoon, 77-74 over the Mavericks of UTA. Mike Grace back with head coach Mark Byington now, and this is a simple question, man. How proud of you of your team right now?
Well, you know, my head was spinning so much walking back to the locker room. Is, you know, I was sitting there thinking, did we really win that game? Because we struggled, and then we got up, and it looked like we were going to do it, and then we almost tried to give it away. And it's just, you know, we're just trying to find ourselves right now. And, you know, proud of the guys. You know, they found a way. Really difficult, good, really good team we played against, and they found a way. So, you know, Sun Belt basketball is hard, and it's hard to beat a good team, and we were fortunate and, you know, in some areas, and got off to, I thought, a decent start. I thought we were ready to play because we had a lot of respect for Arlington, but it didn't go our way. And then, you know, some guys just kind of stayed with it. And I love resiliency and the players right now, and we're going to get better. You know, we're a work in progress. We're going to get better. We just need to get healthy. We need some time. We need some practices. We need to get some continuity. But for us to be able to beat this team right now, you know, I'm really proud of the guys.
You had five guys in double figures. We'll talk about that. But one guy who didn't reach double figures but got some huge points and maybe the biggest bucket of the day is Isaiah Crawley. Hadn't seen him on the floor in nearly a month. We talked in pregame. You said he was going to try to convince you that he was ready to go. Apparently he did.
Yeah, he did. And I wasn't going to play him. And I want to try to wait till Monday or wait to even after that. And he warmed up and he came and told me he's ready to play. And he's the toughest kid as we got. And, you know, the way he said it with the look in his eye, you know, I believed him. And so he gutted it out. You know, he wasn't himself. But the fact that he went out there and gave us 20 minutes was some tough, tough minutes. And that offensive rebound putback was huge.
27.3 seconds left. It gave you the lead for good. Calvin Wishart came through, knocking down three of four free throws down the stretch to seal the deal. But that's as gutsy a win as I've seen in a long time. And I say that, you've seen a bunch of them. I mean, you guys are doing this on a nightly basis almost.
Yeah, I mean, think about this weekend. You know, the Thursday game against Texas State, you know, just how hard that was to get a win. And this one, how hard it is to get a win. And so, you know, it's going to be a fun year in the Sun Belt. It really is. I mean, there's good teams everywhere. Every night's going to be hard. You know, for the people who did come to the game today, we really appreciate it. I know there was, you know, holiday season and different options and things like that in the bowl game. But I did appreciate the people who came here because we needed every one of them.
And again, your team gave a great effort this afternoon. After shooting just 31% in the first half, came out shot nearly 50%. In the second half, going 16 of 33. And again, after allowing UTA to hit 51% from the field the first half, limited them to just 37%, 10 of 27. We know that defense is all about hustle, about unselfishness, and your guys showed it in the second half today.
Yeah, we did. And we got enough of them. You know what? We challenged the guys at halftime, and I thought they played much harder than us, and I thought they were tougher than us. And those are controllable things, you know. And we went into halftime, and there wasn't an X and O adjustment. There wasn't anything like that. I was just challenging the guys that, look, the deal is they're playing harder and they're playing tougher, and right now they deserve to be winning. And then, you know, the second half we responded. And so that was great that the guys did not give in. They understood how hard we got to play, and then we stepped up.
Thank goodness we only see David Azor and Brian Warren a couple of times a year, man. Those two guys were awesome for UTA today, combined again for, what was it, 60-some-odd points of the 74 they had. Again, 28 and 33 respectively. That's as good as the backcourt as you're going to see, maybe.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was watching tape with the staff, and they played Georgia State on Thursday, and Warren was 1-for-10 from the three-point line that game.
Yeah.
And I told our staff, and I said, we're not getting that lucky.
No.
I said, he's too good of a player. He's going to come out, and he made his first one, and they didn't really stop. And he was going in the first half, and David Azor was going in the second half. They're really good players, and they're hard matchups. And, you know, it's – we try to do team defense, and maybe next time we could have something different against them. But tonight we couldn't stop those two, but we were able to get enough.
You know, when the Sun Belt came out with the new 20-game expanded league schedule, you had to think about, man, we're going to be playing league basketball before Christmas. Turned out okay for the Eagles, after all, as you guys get off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah, you know, we were almost not going to celebrate Christmas, but we lost both of them. But you know, I like the way the guys responded. You know, it's going to be a fun game playing a really good Georgia team. We haven't spent much time on them because obviously the league games are the
right,
most important.
Right.
But in about 20 minutes, we'll turn our attention to them and try to get ready and go up to Athens and play a really good team. And then we will celebrate Christmas now.
And what a great experience for you and your staff and your players to go to Athens and play an SEC team on their home floor and give it all you got and see what you can come away with.
Yeah, our guys will be excited to play. You know, I warned them right now. I said, don't be thinking about sugar cookies and Santa and candy canes yet. And I said, after, you know, we play a game, we're going to try to play hard as we can on Monday night, and then we can celebrate Christmas.
Coach, Merry Christmas. Thanks for letting this old guy hang around, man. No, it's been fun.
No, thank you. I know Danny's not listening now, but you're starting to get some wins racked up
as a radio guy.
So
I like it. It's fun.
So Danny understands how the Wally Pipp story very well.
I'm hoping I'm going to fall into his suitcase one of these days. Just follow him around the rest of the season. It's been a blast. Congrats on the win,
all right,
Coach.
Thank you, Mike.